Evelyn Couch had come to Rose Terrace with her husband, Ed, who was visiting his mother, Big Mama, a recent but reluctant arrival. Evelyn had just escaped them both and had gone into the visitor's lounge in the back, where she could enjoy her candy bar in peace and quiet. But the moment she sat down, the old woman beside her began to talk.
"Now, you asked me the year somebody got married, who they married, or what the bride's mother wore, and 9 times out of 10 I can tell you. But for the life of me, I can't tell you when it was I got to be so old. It just sort of slipped up on me. The first time I noticed it was June of this year, when I was in the hospital for my gallbladder, which they still have. Or maybe they threw it out by now. Who knows?"
I am lying on the battered chaise lounge in the backyard, with books and magazines cast adrift all around me, and a half-drunk glass of lemonade now diluted with melted ice cubes at my elbow. Henry has been gone since 8 o'clock yesterday morning, and I am beginning to be afraid. What if I go into labor and he's not here? What if I have the baby and he still isn't back? What if he's hurt? What if he's dead? What if I die? These thoughts chase each other like those weird fur pieces old ladies used to wear around their necks with the tail in the mouth, circling around until I can't stand one more minute of it. Oh, God!
With the power
of her eyes alone, she had compelled a glass of water to tip and spill its contents over the horrible headmistress. And anybody who could do that could do anything.
"Speak up, you clotted carbuncle," roared the Trunchbull. "Admit that you did it."
"I have not moved away from my desk, Miss Trunchbull, since the lesson began. I can say no more."
Suddenly, the entire class seemed to rise up against the headmistress.
"She didn't move," they cried out. "Nobody moved. You must have knocked it over yourself." "How dare you suggest a thing like that? Speak up, Miss Honey. Who knocked over my glass?"
"Nobody has moved from his or her desk all the time you've been here. You must have knocked it over without knowing it."
"I'm fed up with you, useless bunch of midgets," roared the Trunchbull. "I refuse to waste any more of my precious time in here."
And with that, she marched out of the classroom, slamming the door behind. Let go of any sort of conditions, any sort of pressures, any sort of right and wrong or musts. Pursue your dreams because they are your desires, not because you must pursue them. Remember, life isn't a race. Fulfillment is not a challenge. As with expansion, there is no final destination, no there to get to. So listen to your heart. Allow your creation and yourself the freedom to grow, expand, and change. When you accomplish one thing, you will wish to accomplish more. Therefore, it is your desire that you should follow, not pre-existing ideas of why you should do something. When you can truly love yourself and release all of your stories, you're free to move about in your creation, and you also free your creation to grow.